Well, today is our final Sunday in this month's official focus on I Am, and we're not letting it go. Because even though we're going to move forward with different themes throughout the months ahead, those two words will continue to represent the universal power to create in all things, and the creative force within us as we use I Am in spiritual self-reference to expand and enrich our lives, or we use it in limited human self-reference to confine and restrict most of what we do. And so today, the title of my talk is I Am, I Said. And what I'd like us to consider together this morning is this: that as an individualized expression of God, there is a holy presence within each of us that, despite appearances, is changeless and perfect. It is the life, the breath, the substance, the energy, the movement, and the life within us right here and right now. And it is the only thing that is real about us and the only thing that is permanent within us. Now, I Am is powerful and creative in us because I Am is the first statement or condition of individual self-awareness. Each of us, if we are aware that we are, said and made the statement, I am. And we began shaping our life with those two words when we said, I am me. And really, I am is the only absolute truth we know about ourselves, no matter what other self-descriptions follow those two words. Now, we've been looking at our statement of being all this month that begins with the proclamation, I am a spiritual being. And we've considered together that the challenges and the problems that occur in our life are the result of our statement of our being something else. That when we are focused on I am a limited, separate human, when our thoughts and words and actions speak of those things, then we limit our self-expression. And so as we've come together this morning, and every time that we seek to understand spiritual things, and as we seek to learn together, it's because the I am a limited human being statement feels more real to us, because we have a lot more evidence of it to reflect back to us in our life, and because we have a lot of power of belief that that statement is more true of us than the statement that we say on Sundays. And so we come together to seek to individually realize and express and experience our true spiritual nature. We want I am a spiritual being to become more self-evident to us, because we are aware that we have the power of the universe behind our words to bring about whatever we choose to believe in this life. Now, if we're going to look to the world to tell us who we are, then we are going to be mistaken often about our true self. It's easy to be confused by the signs of this world that are filled with judgments and opinions and misinterpretations. Like the local pastor, who was well known for being zealous and outspoken and sharing his beliefs, particularly to those who didn't ask him to share. And so he had been fishing by the side of the road one day at the edge of a large pond, and he stopped his fishing momentarily and thoughtfully made a sign that read, "The end is near. Turn yourself around now before it's too late." And he read that sign and shook his head, and it looked pretty good to him, and so he held it up to the first passing car. Well, the driver recognized the pastor and didn't appreciate the sign, and he rolled down his window as he passed, and he said, "Leave us alone, you religious nut." Right after that, the pastor heard a great big splash. And he sighed to himself, and he said, "Maybe I just should have written bridge out ahead." You'll think about it later. And so it's important for us not to take our information about ourselves from the outside world, because people aren't always clear. But self-knowledge is contained in the life within us. There is an I am presence within us, the Word of God that spoke us into being, who knows who we are and why we are, and quietly awaits our acknowledgement and acceptance. It's important to remind ourselves that God is the only life there is. Without God, we would have no life at all. So no matter what we think about ourselves in this moment, without God, we couldn't think at all. And so if we are seeing ourselves and feeling this morning as if we are unhealthy, unhappy, unloving, limited, and lacking, we are using the power of God to create in our lives. And we can use that same power to bring about health, to bring about love, to bring about happiness, to bring about abundant good in our life, because we do not have a separate power to create anything. We can't even be miserable without God. So it's up to us to decide to use the power within us to bring about the good that we want in life. So it's important for us to become aware of the names we're calling ourselves. The "I am this" and "I am that" statements that we make every day in the silence of our own thoughts as we think about ourselves, and in the words that we say aloud to one another about ourselves, because we are using the power of "I am" to either bring us closer to a full realization of our true spiritual self and the experience of love and joy and happiness and perfection and harmony, or we are using that same power to bring about discord in our body and in our relationships and every other life experience that is affected by our "I am" statements. Now, it isn't the "I am" statement in and of itself that has power. It is our belief in who we are that gives those words authority to create in our life. Anyone who has ever made an affirmation that has felt unnatural and unreal knows that words in and of themselves, unless we believe those words, have no power to change anything in our life. The power in the word is inherent in our belief that it's true. I mean, we've all heard the phrase, fake it till you make it, but that's not meant to be a lifestyle. That is just meant to be a temporary tool to help us, as Ernest Holmes would say, to act as though it were, until our I am statements feel real to us, until our affirmations feel real to us, until we know for sure, without a doubt, that's me. I am a spiritual being. I am healthy. I am loving. I am forgiving. I am free. I am prosperous. I am peaceful. Unless we change the self-concept we hold of ourselves, it doesn't matter if we change our I am statements, because it won't change us. For example, just the other day, a headline caught my eye. Especially the first part of it said, "World Peace Suspended." And I was shocked. But then I read the second half and it said, "For 7 games." And then I was curious enough to read the article. How many of you know NBA player Ron Artest, who plays for the Lakers now? Well, since a lot of hands didn't raise up, in 2004, Ron Artest received the longest suspension in NBA history for an on-court incident, which was 86 games, because he had jumped into the audience at the Detroit Palace to fight with the fans. Well, did you know, and it's likely you don't, that just last September, he had his name legally changed to Meta World Peace. Now, Meta, M-E-T-T-A, means loving kindness. And it's the word, it's the Buddhist virtue of kindness. And so since then, he's simply been called World Peace. Well, apparently, World Peace elbowed a player in the head so hard the other night that he got a concussion. Hence the headline, "World Peace Suspended for 7 Games." We can say, "I am a spiritual being," and we can say, "I am World Peace," and unless we believe the words we're saying, it's not going to do one thing to change our self-concept or the words and the thoughts and the actions that come about because of who we believe we are. We need to believe our I am statements. See, our I am statements, backed by our belief, whatever follows those two words, brings about a life that is done unto us as we believe. Not from the outside, but from the inside. And so whether our life is about abundance or limitation, whether it's about health or sickness, whether it's about love or disharmony, whether it's about peace or violence, our belief system comes back to us in form and experience according to what we believe. The action of the Holy Spirit, the law of divine energy, responds to us as if what we are saying is true because we believe it's true. And so whether our self-concepts are wise or ignorant, none of us escapes from the results of our beliefs. So if spiritual being does not follow our I am statements, then what words follow those two most powerful words in all of creation that even the chair can hear? It's important for us to listen to our words. In The Science of Mind, in chapter 18, in the section on thought atmosphere, we read, "Everyone automatically attracts to him or herself just what he or she is. And we may set it down that wherever we are, however intolerable it may be, we are just where we belong. We must bring ourselves to a place in mind where there is no misfortune, no calamity, no accident, no trouble, no confusion, where there is nothing but plenty, peace, power, life, and truth. We should definitely, daily, using our own name, declare the truth about ourselves, realizing that we are reflecting our I am statements into the creative power of the universe, and they will be operated upon by it." Now the good news is, and there's always good news, is that our true self does not change with our changing self concepts. What is real cannot change. And so, no matter where we find ourselves in this moment, no matter how intolerable it may seem, there is a place in us that has not changed and is absolutely perfect and powerful and ready to come forth into our life if we acknowledge it. It's the same, and it's been the same from the beginning when God said, "I am," and spoke everything into creation, including all of us, and then looked at everything that he had made and said, "It is very, very good." The "I am," I said yesterday, is not affected at all. Has not affected at all the truth of my being in this moment. And there's a truth within each of us that is unaffected. It has no regrets from the past because it's unaffected by past mistakes. It has no fear of the future because it knows that what is real now is real forever. There was a framed poem in the minister's office when I began my ministry here at LEC, and it's still there. And it's by a wonderful spiritual poet and writer. Her name is Helen Malicote. And perhaps some of you have seen it in my office or have heard it before. But she writes of the "I am" presence within, referring to that power as my Lord. And she writes, "I was regretting the past and fearing the future, and suddenly my Lord was speaking. He said, 'My name is I am.' He paused. I waited. He continued. 'When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I am." And so I'd like to invite us all to just turn within to that I am presence that desires expression in each of us, through each of us, and has from the beginning. And let's just turn within and meditate for a moment on the truth of our being. It is present here and now because there is only one life, and that life is God, and God is here now as each of us. It doesn't matter what we've thought before. It matters what we can feel and know and perceive in this moment. The very, very good within you is present here. The love that you are, the joy that you are, the peace that you are, the perfection that you are is right here. Because you are. What would you like to claim about yourself this morning? What I am statement do you long to know? To become more self-evident to you as it flows through you and into the world around you. The power in you awaits only your acknowledgement and acceptance. It is up to each of us to choose our I am statements. It is up to each of us to believe that what we say is true. And so this morning, let us be willing to know more about ourselves than we knew just moments ago. To experience more of the self that we were created to be. Right here and right now. We are the light of the world. For Christ dwells in us and shines forth from each of us as we allow it to. Just feel that presence, that power that you are right now. And when you're ready, open your eyes. When we discover the I am presence of God within us, and we even begin to believe in the possibility that it could be true, there is nothing that we can't do. We are sourced moment to moment with all that we need to express the truth of who we are. We are inspired and clear in our thinking. Our words never fail us. And our actions become the self-expression of God on earth. And so I invite all of us, as a spiritual practice this week, to begin the day with a spiritual statement of being. And just to get us in the mood, so that we can feel the power inherent in such a statement, I'd like to end this morning by our saying together, again, our statement of being. But what I'd like us to do is to begin, as I did a few weeks ago, every phrase of it with I am. So that we are saying, I am a spiritual being. I am living in a spiritual universe. Are you ready? I am a spiritual being. I am living in a spiritual universe. I am governed by spiritual law. As a divine being, I am an individualized expression of God, and I am one with all that exists. Well said. Namaste.